Like other counties in the state, Polk County is facing severe revenue shortfalls. Yesterday, County Manager Mike Herr presented a recommended budget that calls for eliminating 77 positions and reorganizing some departments in order to bridge a $10 million budget gap. Randy Wilkinson is a Polk County Commissioner.
There's about a $40 million, give or take, shortfall in property tax, well, total revenues, property tax, sales tax, pretty well across the board, except for things like the fire tax, which is stable. So we are slicing some programs, and we'll find the money.
Commissioner Wilkinson is a candidate for the U.S. Congress District 12 seat being vacated by Adam Putnam. The county manager's proposal calls for all county workers to take 5 unpaid days off. That would save $500,000, Wilkinson says, but he has an alternative proposal that would save that amount or more.
The problem is getting 3 votes, and so generally when the county manager presents, makes a proposal, you can't really chip away at it or, you know, things fall apart. I would do some things differently. I would not do the furlough. There's at least 2 of the commissioners, myself and Bob English, who would, rather than furloughing all employees, including those, say, that are making $30,000 a year, you know, in the entry-level jobs, which would be most hurt by a 5-day furlough. Instead of that, we would cut the top-end salaries, say, 10%.
County Manager Mike Herr says he has not yet verified the fiscal impacts of Wilkinson's alternative to furloughs.
I would say that furloughs affect everybody equally. And I think if you're looking for an upside, I would say, you know, why treat people different because they earn more? Everybody works here. We're a family. So therefore, maybe we ought to all share somewhat in the sacrifices here. So a furlough for all seems to be fair. But if the board wishes to look at other alternatives, that's certainly their prerogative, and I respect that.
Herr says that a lot of the savings he proposed on Tuesday comes from reorganization of divisions and departments.
So we will save overhead by eliminating 1 department director position. That same reorganization of those departments and divisions will allow us to reduce 14 division directors to 8, and we will have 7 department directors instead of 8 department directors. That will generate a savings in the general fund of about $500,000.
Nearly half of the 54 employees of Polk County's Healthy Families Division are slated for layoffs. Marcia Andreessen is their director.
Healthy Families works with families prenatally and after the birth of their baby up to 5 years, providing home visiting service to encourage parent-child activities and positive childhood outcomes and reducing poor child outcomes such as abuse and neglect.
Because of the 24 positions that are projected to be eliminated, Andreessen says the reduced staff will have to tell 350 Polk County families that they will no longer be able to receive services.
There really isn't a program that's geared towards what we do. We work with families that are under stress, and you know, during these difficult economic times, it's even more critical, I think, that we have programs that work with families to help reduce their stress load and link them with resources in the community that could be helpful. So while there are some programs, there aren't programs, specific home visiting programs that do what we do. So we're just hopeful that maybe some of the money will be restored and we'll be able to see more of the families. We're hopeful that might happen.